This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In a surprise to economic speculators, U.S. hiring accelerated last month, with the U.S. economy adding 336,000 jobs in September, significantly more than Wall Street economists had expected. Economists had predicted the U.S. would add 170,000 jobs last month, but at 336,000, there were twice as many as predicted. That strong jobs report is better for the economy than the previous month, August, showing that the U.S. is a thriving and growing labor market. The stock market sent the Federal Reserve a strong message Friday morning after the U.S. economy shocked investors by adding those 336,000 jobs, an appeal not to raise interest rates. Investors are concerned that a surprisingly robust job market will give the Fed cover to increase interest rates to combat inflation, but rate hikes eat into corporate profits, which weigh on stock prices. U.S. Treasury yields continued to surge as bond investors expect the Fed to raise rates. Yields rise when bond prices fall. The 10-year yield surged to 4.8%. President Joe Biden's administration has forgiven student debt for an additional 125,000 student loan borrowers, totaling $9 billion in student loan forgiveness. Though the Supreme Court struck down President Joe Biden's hallmark student loan forgiveness program, which promised up to $20,000 in debt relief for low and middle income borrowers, the administration has continued to find other ways to provide student debt relief. The most recent debt cancellations come through three different existing debt relief programs. 53,000 borrowers had debt canceled under the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. 51,000 borrowers are getting relief thanks to a recount of their past payments, and 22,000 borrowers will get an automatic debt discharge through the Social Security Administration. The new debt forgiveness brings the total approved debt cancellation to $127 billion for nearly 3.6 million student borrowers so far during President Biden's time in office. The Biden administration also has made monthly student loan payments more affordable. This summer, the administration launched a new repayment program that lowers bills for millions of borrowers. A North Dakota state senator, his wife, and their two children died in a plane crash as they were traveling through Utah last Sunday. State Senator Doug Larson, 47, was piloting a plane with three passengers, his wife Amy and two of their sons, Sunday evening in Grand County, Utah, when their aircraft crashed. The Grand County, Utah Sheriff's Office got a call around 8:30 p.m. about a single plane taking off from the Canyonlands Regional Airport and then crashing into the ground. Emergency responders found the plane in a remote area bordering the airport, just outside Arches National Park near the Colorado state line. Larson, a Republican, represented District 34 in North Dakota, which includes the city of Mandan. He'd been in the state Senate since 2021. In another small plane crash, former NFL tight end Russ Francis, a three-time Pro Bowl selection with the New England Patriots, who won a Super Bowl with the 1984 San Francisco 49ers, was killed along with another aviator when their small plane crashed after takeoff from an upstate New York airport. Francis, 70, and Richard McSpadden, 63, had just left the Lake Placid Airport shortly after 4 p.m. Sunday in a single-engine Cessna 177 when the plane encountered trouble. The aircraft crashed into an embankment at the corner of the airport. Russ Francis was president of Lake Placid Airways, which runs charter and scenic flights. A longtime flying enthusiast, he had been a pilot for nearly 50 years and had run a charter service in Hawaii. McSpadden was an aviation safety expert whose career included a stint as commander of the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.